Mission Network News, two-minute version for Monday, February 21st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the tsunami is taking a backseat to Iraq and other news, that doesn't mean the needs have been met. 300,000 people were killed and millions are homeless and hungry. Many churches were also destroyed. Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says a team from the United States is being sent and there's a need.
We still have some openings on both the India and the Indonesia team. And of course, it didn't get in our brochure because it happened after the brochure was printed. So it's pretty much by word of mouth and by website.
Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship is going the extra mile in tsunami recovery. Aside from providing air support, they're running a net cafe in Malabo in Aceh province. The center is meant to help relief groups and others connect to the outside world. MAF's Brian B. Hall believes it provides opportunities for evangelism. The agency moves staff to Malabo from elsewhere in the region to best serve people's needs. B. Hall comes to Indonesia from Ecuador, where he coordinates MAF work from his office in Quito. And finally, we turn to Burkina Faso, the site of a recent Frontline Shepherds Conference, a nation struggling with poverty and AIDS. Churches have been hard-pressed to overcome these challenges. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says the meeting crossed denominational barriers and helped refocus vision.
At the end of the conference, we saw just an amazing response to those that wanted to plant a new church. Literally over 2,000 committed to plant new churches in the next 12 months in surrounding nations in West Africa.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.